the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, earlier in the show, we were talking about the credibility of Donald Trump following the verdict of his high-profile trial on Thursday. Another leader whose credibility was called into question this week, albeit in a far more light-hearted vein, was British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. In an interview with the Telegraph Daily Tea podcast, he was accused of trying a bit too hard to come across as the common man when he spoke about his love of Yorkshire tea and Star Wars. He recently also declared himself a Swiftie. Of course, he's not the first Prime Minister who's come a cropper trying to appear cool. One of his predecessors, David Cameron, was forbidden from liking the Smiths by band member Johnny Marr. So, should a public figure ever try to appear cool, or does it always just come across as a bit cringe? Dave McArdle has been finding out.
Did you know country music is having a bit of a moment right now? That's Lainey Wilson, with her massive hit, Watermelon Moonshine. A song you may not have been aware of until something slightly unexpected happened this week when UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak dropped this bombshell on a Daily Telegraph podcast.
I'm very late, but I'm getting into country music. Lainey Wilson, I love Lainey Wilson. My favourite song, Watermelon Moonshine. And this guy, Luke Combs, Beautiful Crazy.
Beautiful.
Luke Combs, Chris Stapleton, binge-watching Yellowstone on Netflix. Is Rishi Sunak trying to project an air of coolness? Not always the wisest move for politicians. So says acting editor of the Irish Times magazine and broadcaster Nadine O'Regan.
Being cool is not easy for politicians. Even if they're very sincere about name-checking the books, the music or the other art forms that they love, it can still come off as a bit insincere and a bit try-hard. And there is nothing less cool than being try-hard.
And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of likely lads who swear like as your father and they're very cool for cats, they're cool for cats.
The rule of thumb is don't try and be cool, don't try and appeal to a cohort of individuals that you're pretty far removed from. Somebody like himself is not the average everyday man on the street. He's not a 20-year-old new millennial generation. He should actually just try and be himself.
Recruitment specialist Louise Campbell with some strong advice. But was the dropping of those cultural references even Rishi's idea in the first place? That's a suspicion raised by business content specialist Siobhan O'Connell.
Your instinctive belief is this is not genuine. This is some advisor in a back room has said to him, listen, it's a really good idea to say you like country music because that will appeal to this cohort of an audience that we're having problems getting traction with on our latest tracking polling.
Was the motive to be cool or was the motive to answer the question? Because I can't imagine in a brainstorming session that says, okay, Rishi, we're going to help choose the music to make you appear cool, which makes me either believe it is a genuine interest for him or they've decided it is so daft, it'll generate so much content for you in a way that has people talking about you in a non-critical way.
You wanna live like common.
Owen Tomás McDermott, Managing Director of the Communications Clinic, who also has a suggestion for why politicians might court cool in the first place.
What they care about is coverage, and what they care about are eyeballs and ears and who's watching and who's listening. All of it is essentially content. And that if that content creates a discussion about the person in a relatively benign way, which in terms of the criticism of Rishi Sunak trying to be cool, listening to country music, it's relatively benign. It's not particularly an attacking piece. And that's the similarities with the Biden team allowing an ad to go out looking for a meme manager.
There's a new strategy coming from the Biden campaign. Team Biden is turning to TikTok and YouTube.
What it does is it creates content and fills a vacuum and provides people discussion points about Joe Biden that have us talking about him in a relatively benign way.
Back to Rishi Sunak. Perhaps it's all a bit of a deflection. Here's Siobhan.
They have successfully taken the focus away from the drenching of Rishi when he announced it and the other mishaps that the campaign has had in its opening week. And the commentators and the opinion writers who have to find something every single day to write about are just delighted with themselves. And this was a gift to opinion writers and commentators.
I'm feeling so cool, top to the bottom, just cool. Every little thing that I do, damn it, I'm feeling so cool. Yeah.
Somebody like Rishi Sunak can almost do no right at this stage. As you know, the poor man has been absolutely vilified for wearing a pair of Adidas trainers. You know, most people I know own a pair of Adidas trainers, whether they're in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever. And I don't think he should be vilified for something like that. But I did hear the fashion police now saying nobody should ever wear them again. It is the death of Adidas Sambas. And I do feel sorry for him because that's a bit tough, isn't it?
There are some politicians who can get away with trying to be cool and keep their credibility, and there are others who struggle a little.
If you compare, for example, the credibility that maybe Tony Blair had in being able to play headers with Kevin Keegan, and then a few years ago Leo Varadkar trying to use a hurley and clearly it not working out very well. Now that creates content, but also it does risk that says it makes the politician in that case appear like they're trying maybe a little too hard.
And as for our TikTok Taoiseach Simon Harris, here's why Siobhan thinks it's a good idea he's on that platform.
Simon's on TikTok because he thinks it's cool. Sometimes it's a bit cringy, but you can't fault him for doing it. Modern politicians have to be engaging on TikTok, but he is also straddling a fine line between being cringy and being properly cool. And I don't think he's got quite the balance there just yet.
All a little harsh on politicians. Perhaps, as Nadine O'Regan suggests, we should cut them a little slack. But she also has a useful final warning too.
Politicians are human beings. There's no reason why they shouldn't enjoy a good night out. They might just want to be a little bit careful about when and how they announce that, in case it looks like they're trying to piggyback onto a cultural movement that really has nothing to do with them at all. It's a dangerous game.
I'm feeling so cool, top to the bottom, just cool. Every little thing that I do, damn it,
Dave McArdle reporting there.